Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, hurry, hurry. Gather around, everybody come close. Don't miss a chance to see a real MC put on the show. Yeah. Hurry up, come on. Hurry, hurry, hurry up now. Before you miss it. Don't get it twisted. This ain't entertainment. This is ministry. But there will be a show. Yo, prepare your hearts and minds. I'ma start the rhyme. I gotta bring it. Flow like this, it's hard to find. Precept upon precept, I spark a line. Upon line, upon line. Yo, my mind is like a freezer, keeping raps cold and fresh. I just like them like that. It ain't to say I flow the best. This ain't about fame. Please, no pictures, hold the breath. But if you ask it about feel swell, no, yes. No, because it's about souls being converted. Receiving salvation, although they don't deserve it. Hip hop came from God, it got perverted. It's sanctified and cleansed when the word is inserted. Yes, because I reflect who I represent. Made in his image and likeness, it's evident. God is perfect in all his ways, he's excellent. The glory of the Lord fills the earth indefinite. So everywhere I ride, God's kingdom is established. I declare as a judge of the earth, death is vanished. And all the wicked nations I visit, just to ravish. They land and will give to the hood and make it lavish. Step up. Yeah. Hurry, hurry, hurry up now. Before you miss it. Yeah, you never heard a rhyme like this. Never ever like this.
Come on,
never ever like this. Everybody out there, clap your hands. There's no bondage in Christ. It's the height to dance. It goes one for the Father, two for the Son, three for the Holy Ghost. Let's have some fun. I love to hear y'all scream loud at my live show. I take authority and move the crowd like I'm 5-0. Throw your hands in the air like you got a question. Jesus is the answer, not a suggestion. Yo, there's none before him, none after him. Find out what he stands for like an acronym. I can see him like, call me, email or fax me. I meet you right where you are like a taxi. You stay back, grace through faith, you can't earn it. The wisdom of God is revealed, you can't learn it. It's not your mind but your spirit that discern it. So doubt and unbelief don't concern with. The word of God has power to quicken the dead. I had it in my heart late night sitting in bed to meditate on it so it get in my head and emphasize all scriptures written in red. Step up. Yeah.
Praise God, praise God. This is the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo and Brother Dennis live. We are here on Thursday night, the 21st of February, 2013, a day that we'll never see again in our lives. And so we first pause and give God all the glory and the honor that he is due, thanking him for waking us up this morning and keeping us up to this point. We are excited about the topic on tonight. The topic dealing with open relationships. This is a hot topic. We've been getting a lot of feedback surrounding this topic and questions. And so throughout the broadcast tonight, we want to encourage you. If you're listening online and you want to interact with us as we are on the show, actually on the show, you can go to Western World. One.com, W-E-S-T-O-N, world, W-O-R-L-D, one, O-N-E.com, or you can go to either my Facebook page at Mo Sales, or you can go to Brother Dennis's Facebook page, Dennis Weston, and we can interact live, amen, and get your comments or get your feedback while we're actually on the broadcast. So we're excited about the show being an interactive program, and so we look forward to what you guys have to say about this topic. And some people may be involved in an open relationship right now. This is a no-judgment zone, and so we're excited to see what we have today. I got Brother Dennis on the line. Brother Dennis, you here with me?
Huh?
you here with me tonight?
Man, I'm trying to get over that intro dialect. Come on, man. Come on, man. You know what, Fatima, you never fail to I don't get amazed too easily in this day and age right about now. But, man, I'm sitting up here, man, trying to figure out this, man. I don't know how you do it, but, man, we got to hear it again. One more time.
Yeah. Hurry, hurry. Gather around, everybody come close. Don't miss a chance to see a real MC put on the show. Yeah. Hurry up, come on. Hurry, hurry, hurry up now. Before you miss it. Don't get it twisted. This ain't entertainment. This is ministry. But there will be a show, yo. Prepare your hearts and minds. I'ma start the rhyme. I gotta bring it flow like this. It's hard to find. Precept upon precept. I spark a line upon line upon line. Yo, my mind is like a freezer. Keeping raps cold and fresh. I just like them like that. It ain't to say I flow the best. This ain't about fame. Please, no pictures. Hold the breath. But if you ask it about feel well, no, yes. No, because it's about souls being converted. Receiving salvation, although they don't deserve it. Hip hop came from God. It got perverted. It's sanctified. The clear when the word is inserted. Yes, because I reflect who I represent. Made in his image and likeness, it's evident. God is perfect in all his ways, he's excellent. The glory of the Lord fills the earth indefinite. So anywhere I rock, God's kingdom is established. I declare as a judge of the earth, death is vanished. And all the wicked nations I visit, just to ravish. They land the will, give to the hood, and make it lavish. Step up. Yeah. Hurry, hurry, hurry up now, before you miss it. Yeah, you never heard a rhyme like this. Never ever like this.
Come on,
never ever like.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Hurry, 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 hurry. Come on, man. Who can't tell me, man, that we can't have a relationship out, man, have some fun, man? You can't tell me, man, that you just don't did something, just came up with this. We can just talk about the intro. Forget the relationship. Let's just talk about the intro all day, all right?
Man, that intro, Step Right Up, is just asking people to, around these topics, step right up. Let's talk about it. Let's have an open discussion about the topic of the day. And so we're excited that a local rapper made that song and thought it would be fitting that we play it as the intro, because we want people to step right up. We want people to be a part of the broadcast, Brother Dennis. And so you're right. It deserved it. It deserved an encore.
Amen. Hurry, hurry. You.
Yeah.
Right up.
It deserved an encore. And it brings energy right at the top of the show. And that's what we want to keep going through the show. As a matter of fact, Brother Dennis, I want to start the program off like this. We played the intro twice. And we introduce the topic and we introduce who we are. But I really want to get our minds set on what we're about to do on this evening. And so I'm going to play this right quick. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to surprise you. But we're going to play this right quick and to get our minds in the right tone for the conversation that we're about to have.
All right.
Come on with it, man. You got me out there shuffling, man.
Now listen, I have to explain why I just played that. We know that we just came, we're a week or 7 days away from Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day, people say, is about love and expressing and showing your love. And we all know about Cupid, and we know about his bow and arrow, be it, you know, it's not a real Cupid out there shooting people with arrows, but you've heard the story of Cupid. And then the shuffle is just moving around. And so tonight the topic is about open relationships, and so Cupid is just shooting bow and arrows everywhere, and we're not sticking with the people that we want to be with, but we have an open relationship, and so we want to get into what that means in a relationship. What does an open relationship mean? We want to know, you know, is it a good thing? Is it a ghetto thing? We just want to play around with that. But then you got any comments right at the top about that topic?
Hey man, I'm just ready to have fun, man. I'm waiting for you to play the next song, man. You don't sit up here and just take over, man. My comments that I'm just gonna raise is I'm just gonna watch the show. I'm gonna enjoy myself, and let's see what kind of journey you gonna take us on. All right.
Well, I hope the journey has been good so far, and so we want to keep the energy going. I see callers are calling in already. We got a good panel today. We're going to have a little bit later on for the discussion. And so, again, if you are listening online and you want to call in and voice your opinion, the number is 347-838-1906. That is 347-838-1906. You have to press that number one button, and you'll be able to, we can bring you in to the discussion on tonight. But this is an interesting topic about open relationships. You know, I've never participated, even before being saved, I've never participated in an open relationship. I never felt the need to be with one person, but at the same time have more people in an intimate way in my circle. And so typically you can call me old fashioned, but typically if I was with one person, that's who I was with. And that's who I gave my full undivided attention to. But we living in different times, and we living in a different day, and people doing things differently. And so they're more free and open. And so this is a no judgment zone. And so we look forward to the feedback if you've had that experience, or if you had a fantasy about that, being with more than one person. We want to open this discussion up. We want to open up the discussion about open relationships. We got a couple of clips we're going to play throughout the broadcast of different celebrities. We got articles that we're going to read. And then we, of course, always we get the biblical perspective about this subject and this topic, which we'll introduce at the end of the show. But right up front, I just ponder that question. An open relationship, is it justified or is it ghetto? And when we say ghetto, we're not calling a person or people ghetto. We're saying, is that activity? Is that activity something that just came out of nowhere and it's something to do just because you can do it, we do it. It's been reported. If we look at the list of celebrities that have been reported to have an open relationship, we don't know if it's true or not. We talked on yesterday about the propaganda machine and how media plays a role in mind control. And so you really can't put 100% into what you read, but these reports are out there. You had reports about probably one of the more popular couples in Hollywood from our community, the African-American community. You had Will and Jada Pinkett Smith. I don't believe that they participate in an open relationship, but that was the rumor. There you had Monique and her husband, Sidney Hicks. I don't know if that's true, but that's what's out there. Here you got other people. You had Pink reported to be in a relationship with her significant, an open relationship with her significant other. Then you had Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake reported to be in an open relationship. You had Megan Fox, and you had Brian Greene reported to be in an open relationship. So you have these celebrities, and then you have Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt reported to be in an open relationship. So you have these different celebrities who at one point on their journey said that, okay, I'm with this person. However, we participate in a relationship that allows us to have other people come in and be a part of that circle. And usually it's in an intimate way, but I guess you won't have a circle of trust because you won't need to trust that person to do the right thing, but because it's an open relationship, so it's no holds barred. It's whatever you want to do, go ahead and do it. And as long as you come home, I guess that's the foundation and the platform for their reasoning in having an open relationship. Now, those celebrities are in the public. They're all over the world, all over the country. They travel. They're away from home for long periods of time. So maybe the rationalization is that they, if they're not with their significant other, they still can have their needs met. Maybe it's somebody in their production company that they get with, or maybe it's a fan club or a groupie that they carry along with them. And so these open relationships for the celebrities, maybe they can find a way to reason why they do it. But what about just the average American? What about just an average person that's not involved in, you know, being a celebrity and having all these people, you know, coming at you, and you're a sex figure, or you know, you're somebody, a statue, or you all in magazines, and they want to know what you're wearing and what's, you know, what you're doing. They want to follow you on Twitter, and you know, and all this, that, and the other. And so, for the regular person, the regular, this average day Joe, what would be the reasoning or the justification, if you will, for doing a Cupid shuffle? You know, saying that the arrow is just shooting all over the place, and you with one person, and you justifying the need to have a open relationship. And so we got some clips we want to play tonight. We want to get feedback. We're going to have our panel join us later on in the program, probably right after the break here. But we also, something that Brother Dennis has done with these different shows, he is looking for ways, as a part of the Dennis Live Networks, he's looking for ways to improve the show, the programming, and to add life and energy to it. And so we now have commercials. we have given you the feel of a real live radio program, and that's what we are. And so we want to play a couple of those also as we move through the program. And like always, we look to bring everybody in and let you voice your opinion. And so feel free to call in at that number, 343-838-9106, 8389106. Let me say it again, 347-838-9106. And so I'm going to play a quick selection here, and then we come back on the other side of the break. I'm going to play a clip, and I'm going to bring in one of my co-hosts here, Brother Lamour, and we're going to have a discussion about this clip that I'm about to play. And as it relates to open relationships. And again, if you want to call in and be a part of the conversation, please dial that number. Or if you're listening online and you just want to interact with us, please feel free to interact with us on Facebook, either at Mosales on Facebook, or you can interact with us at Dennis Weston on Facebook, and we will try to get back to you, or even voice your opinion or your concern or your question live on the air. So on the other side of the break, we'll be doing that. So let's talk.
to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
All right.
That's right. She was talking to all the different nominees, and Monique, of course, is one of them. And Monique opened up about her open marriage. She's married to Sydney Hicks, and she claims that she hasn't had sex outside of her marriage. However, if he had sex with women, she doesn't care. It's not a deal breaker. In fact, if he's had sex 20 times outside the marriage, she doesn't care.
All right. Who doesn't love Monique? I mean, that's a good wife right there. That's a good woman, okay? Says, look, I'm here for you, but if you need somebody else there to be there for you, I hear you. And then you come right back. Monique?
So, wow. Brother Dennis, did you just hear that clip about Monique and her open relationship? And that was a reporter that was talking about how her and her husband participates in open relationships, and he was saying that he was actually applauding that, saying that what man don't want a woman that will be happy with him being able to do what he wants to do and still be able to come home and the household is still a happy household. I mean, that's a strong dynamic there. That's a strong, statement to make or belief to have, is that the relationship would be a lot better or could be better if I could go out and do what I wanted to do and still be able to come home and participate with my wife like nothing else had happened, or like I hadn't done anything at all. And so this is a serious question. You may have some people raise the argument saying that what happens in the household stays in the household. You may have some people say that, you know, what happens between a man and his wife is between a man and his wife. And it shouldn't be a situation where, you know, what we decide to do has a bearing on anybody else. If we want to have multiple people in our relationship, and that's what makes us happy, then that's what makes us happy. And it might be somebody on the other side of the spectrum that says, listen, you know, if you decided on one person that you said when you got married is fulfilling the needs that you have to the point to where you want to marry that person and say before God and witnesses that you guys are joined together, And if you guys are joined together, it wasn't you and 15 other people at the altar getting married at the same time. It was just you and one other person. And so if you and that person wasn't enough to stand up on in the altar before God and witnesses, then that one person should be enough to stand with you throughout this life that we live. And so two sides of the coin. And, you know, some people may also say that, of course, the flesh is going to want more. That's what the flesh does. It wants more. It's easily tempted. It's easily swayed. It's easily led into, you know, things that is not of God. And so this is why, you know, the spirit that exists in us, we have to pray that God will increase the spirit, because the flesh is weak. And so on the spiritual argument, you may have that being presented, that open relationships is just giving in to the flesh and ignoring the spirit. But I guess if you don't have a belief system, if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in nothing outside of yourself, then of course you are your own God, and so you are looking to self-fulfill, and nobody else really. You could be with 10 people and still probably won't be fulfilled. You could be with 15 people and still probably won't be fulfilled, because that which you're looking to feel is not on the outside, but it's actually on the inside. So there are different arguments. You know, some people might have different justifications. One argument might be, well, in relationships, there's cheating going on anyway. So instead of having the cheating go down, you might as well just go ahead and say, well, listen, we're going to be together. We love living with each other. We love certain things about each other, but when it comes to our sexuality, we're going to experiment. We're going to have different people. We're going to feel free not to, like, I got to get caught, or, you know, you ain't got to sneak through my cell phone or none of that. You can, I tell you who I was with. I done brought it to the house, or, you know. So and for those that are listening, we're not judging, because right. You never know what will happen in your lifetime, and you never know where you will see yourself in the future, or see yourself in a relationship, or what type of relationship you can see yourself in. But we just want to have a discussion about it. And so we heard the clip about Monique and her husband, and like I went down the list of different celebrities that have been reported to have open relationships. And then the question was, what about the average Joe? What about the regular person that is living day to day, you know, is got a regular job, a regular 9-to-5, and got a family, but also has a different lifestyle. And so we want to hear from that conversation. We're going to bring in to the conversation right now is myself and Brother Dennis, but we're going to bring in Brother Gerard and kind of have a discussion on that clip that we heard regarding a 25-year relationship. And they being friends at first, and then when they got married, they decided to have an open relationship. He could go out and do what he wanted to do, or she can go out and do what she wanted to do, but as long as they came back home and they loved each other. And so is that really love? I mean, it raises so many questions. Can that truly be love if you're sharing your body with other people? And to say that it's another question could be, is it possible to separate emotions from intimacy? Is it possible to be intimate with people and emotions not be involved, feelings not be involved? And so and is that true love? So we're going to bring in Brother Lamar, and then we're going to kick the conversation off. Brother Gerard, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm there with the noise. I got the little transfer here. Long on this teaser. But I'm trying to keep them gums happy. But that was a powerful clip that you said, Pastor, that you got played. And the thing is, when I have it, I think people get in these relationships, and when they get in a little too deep, they just treat it like a job. You know, they don't want to lose the things they got. They don't want to start over. You know, they got the house invested. They got the cars invested. They got the income coming in, extra money. So they can start, you know, get a new guy, but, you know, it's like what they say is the 80-20 deal. They don't want to start over with a new guy or nothing. At least they know what they're dealing with. If they got an open relationship, that gives them the open option to, you know, go out and do his thing or scratch his itch or scratch her itch, and they come back and they still, you know, they don't destroy the job of them being together, what they got invested. So that thing gets real deep. And I did some research, almost maybe 12% of real relationships, they do an open relationship thing to try to save their relationship. And then some of them, most of the open relationships, about almost 20%, it's the same sex relationships, because, you know, it really wasn't no commitment in the first place. The same sex relationship mostly built on physical. So it's deep and dangerous at the same time.
Wow. I mean, you brought a lot of good different points. I mean, and Brother Dennis, I want you to chime in right here. The one part I want to kind of pull out is the physical part. And that's an argument within itself. Can you be with somebody that you're not physically attracted to? And if you be with that person and you're not physically attracted to it, does that automatically mean that you're going to step out and go find somebody you are physically attracted to? Because the one you with just ain't up to 10, as they say. They might be a 5, but you're capable of getting a 10, or maybe, you know, you like certain attributes that the person have, and, you know, they're good in their conversation, they're good in taking care of their business, they're good in with their finances. And so you say, okay, I need that part of my life, but on the physical attraction side, they're about a 5. But here goes somebody else over here that might not be good at finances, might not be good at conversation, might not be good at taking care of their business, but they're good at their physical activity. And so is that a justification, or is that a reason to come to your mate and say or explore, can we have an open relationship?
Absolutely. I believe it is. I mean, justification comes to your mate and ask, you know, if that's the question, you know what I'm saying, if that's something that, you know, you got to have some kind of inkling of how your relationship might go. Meaning that maybe that, you know, say you got some kind of idea on showing how your mate might be. Your mate might be real, real smooth, you know what I'm saying, about the situation, or you know that person's character, or, you know, it all depends on how the female is. You know, say you don't know if she's that type of person until you ask. you know, basically, man, I believe that it all depends on that person. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to go off of just opinionation. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what majority of the people are doing of today anyway. You know, it kind of make the word lust a household name now, because now you're treating it like it's a normal routine. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think that's justification to come to your mate and ask, you know, hey, this is what it is. I don't want to break up with you, but at the same time, this is what I want to do. Just to see if your mate's going to either bite the fish, you know, bite the bait or going to see what it is. But it's like one of those, it's like a catch-22 situation, because what if you don't know what she might say or what he might say in the relationship? Then you got problems, you know? Because now on the other end, she's thinking like, okay, well, if he coming to me asking me about this, maybe he want to go out. I respect his wishes, but I don't know if he's going to go do this or not now. You know, it's a big situation there now, you know. It's like even with the celebrity status, how you looking at it. Well, I don't want to jump off part, but, yeah, just off of answering your question, yeah. I think it is justification to go and ask. At least, let's see what you're going to get.
Wow. And I see we have callers calling in. We're going to get to you, callers. But I really want to, because I think what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing is, I remember a time when it was hard just to get a date. Yeah, I mean, you really had to put some work in just to, well, it depends. If you was one of them brothers or sisters that was in high school and you was in the in crowd and, you know, when you showed up, everything went, you know, the party started, then, you know, stuff probably came easy. But for the average person that just went to school And if you saw somebody that you liked, you wasn't just walking up to them, what's up, shorty, you want to get down, or whatever the conversation is today. It was more, you had a moral compass, even as a teenager, of stuff that you would or would not say, you know, just meeting that person. Stuff that you would and would not do. You would write letters first. You know, how you doing? You would maybe slip a note in class, or, you know, you might go through a friend and say, hey, tell your friend that, you know, I like her, or do she like me? Or it was a whole big old, I don't know if you would call it a operation in effect, just to get to that one person. And then once you get to that person tell you that they didn't like you, you was hurt like somebody just stabbed you in your heart.
Right, right.
But now it seems like there is no wanting to get to know that person or want to be around that person. Now it just seems like you said, Brother Dennis, it seems like it's just all flesh. It's all... You know, if I go to the club and I see something I like, then, you know, I'm going to try to, you know, become acquainted with that. Or if I go somewhere and I see something I like, forget what they're saying, forget what they about. If I see it, and if I see it and it triggers my want, then I'm going to go after it. And nowadays it's easy, it appears to be easy, to go out somewhere and it'd be okay to say, okay, I want this and I don't want no relationship. They even saying it today. You know, I'm in a relationship. I'm just looking for a friend with benefits and all this crazy stuff. And this is the regular conversation. What do you think about that, Brother Ben?
Man, I believe, honestly, this right here, man, is pretty deep to me. I just think that, man, you know, you're hitting it dead on. But I really think right now is, if you really think about it too, Fatima, with the open relationship thing, I mean, are they really doing it for, see, when you say open relationship, you know, relation, you know, so that they doing it just to go get sex from somebody else? You know, they hard not in it, but they lust it somewhere else? Or, you know, is it because of their mate not doing, you know, their job at home and they want to go out? It's like, to me, it's like, why keep that person there? You know, wow. I mean, is it, you know, because of what that person can do for that person? I mean, you know, those type of things is kind of raised up in the open relationship, because if you put it all out there, you put your cards on the table is making the other person say, okay, well, I do want to stay. Okay, when that person stays, okay, it's like, how can you love the other person and still be with the other person, you know? I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just saying, like, how is it to the point to where, you know, you're doing it? You know, what's the game with that? You know, how it rolls? You know, it was more funner, if that's a word. It was fun when you were sneaking around than it was being in an open relationship. I guess this is called the adult thing here, I want to say. Because being in a relationship, it's like, okay, all right, cool, yeah, I'm with you, but I'm going to go over here and be with this person, too. And when you sneaking around, it's like, okay, ooh, you got that thrill of, ooh, I hope I don't get caught. You know what I'm saying? That's what kind of made it fun. But now it's like, okay, it's open, it's out there. Okay, I'm going to go sex this person up. Okay, dear, I'll talk to you later. And there's nothing there. It's like, what's the point of even having that love or that bond? You know what I mean?
Right. And I think you hit the question right on. The question is, if the person is not enough, and that's why I want people to continue calling in. And let me just check my Facebook while I'm talking here. The question is, if a person is not enough, why hang on to that person? Dr. Phil had a show that talked about open relationships, and they were saying that because people don't participate in open relationships, however, they're still sneaking around, that the rate of STDs go up because they're sleeping around. And then they find out they got something from sleeping with somebody else, and they're afraid to say something about it. Then they sleep with their mate again, and now their mate got it, and they don't want to be forthcoming to say, okay, I went to the doctor because of this, or we need to go to the doctor because I found out this, that, or the other. And so it's interesting that we should find out that you got an STD and you don't know where it came from, but you know it came from your mate, but your mate don't want to say nothing because now it's going to expose what he's doing or what she's doing. And so that's a justification just to have it all up in the open saying, well, I want an open relationship. I'm letting you know right now. I like being with different people. And by doing that and being careful and safe, or your mate telling you, okay, if you're with this person, make sure you be safe so you don't bring nothing home. You hit the question right on the head, Brother Dennis, is that why even stay with the person? Why even be with the person if that's the case? And so what we're going to do, as we come back from the other side of our commercial break here, I want to put that question back out there. Well, I want to talk about that. We're going to ride back in and talk about, why even stay with that person? Why even go through the whole deal with this situation? You know, is it a convenience thing? You know, is it like, going to a place where you can ride horses. You drive your car to the horse ranch, and then you get out your car, get on the horse for a couple of hours, and then you come back and get in your car and go home. You're familiar with your car. You're comfortable in your car. You can leave your car like you want to leave it. You know what you. The next morning, you know what you're getting into when you get back in your car. But when you get on that horse, you want to be at your best strength. You want to learn from the horse. You want to bond with the horse. You know you only got a certain amount of time with the horse. So just a question. So as we come back off of our commercial break here, we want to ask those questions again and have a good discussion about that.
tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Amen. And so we're back with the Relationship Hour. Just asking the question. If people are looking for something extra in their relationship, what is the justification for keeping the person at home when that person is not enough? And of course, we're talking about open relationships, ghetto or justified. And we talked about how in recent years a number of celebrities have publicly come out in favor of open relationships. In fact, researchers suggest that open relationships are becoming more and more popular by the year. And so the question is, are open relationships a wave of the future? Are open relationships justifiable? Or is it just the next ghetto trend? And so we played a song called Cupid Shuffle, and we know that if you were little and you heard about Cupid, this little baby-like character, angel character, well, not angel character, but a baby-like character with wings on his back, and he has a bow and arrow, and he would shoot you with the arrow, and you would fall in love with the person or a person that you wanted to fall in love with. And so we play Cupid Shuffle because nowadays it seems like people are doing the Cupid Shuffle. They're moving around from person to person and under the umbrella of an open relationship. They got somebody at home, but that person ain't enough. And so they go out and get involved with other persons to either satisfy their intimacy needs or for other reasons that we're interested in finding out about. And so we're going to open the discussion back up here. Brother Dennis, are you with us?
I'm here.
And so, go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, too, man, also, too, man, it's actually your, it's also about your sexual preference. Bisexual, trisexual, a person just probably just, they know that person is just, you know, openly gay, but they still want to be with that person, but they still allow that person to go do what they're going to do, you know. Some people probably come into a marriage and they probably just marry just so they can get over here. So, you know, like, it's so many things that raise up the fact of about being in an open relationship. Maybe they're probably married for some kind of, you know, some kind of political gain as well. You know, so it's a couple of things that really have, you know, that you got raised up when it comes to about, you know, saying knowing the truth about an open marriage, you know. And also, too, man, it started, well, it didn't really start, but a lot of people was really doing this back in, like, in the 70s, man, where couples had the same, you know, it was the same sex, trying to get brand new, like in, like, 1972. It was more couples that was choosing, you know, the concept without getting married. They just wanted to just call it an open relationship. You know, and so that's another thing where they just have multiple lovers and really be friends all at the same time. Orgies.
Mm.
Yeah, it raised a big raise, you know, it raised a big eyebrow, man, of the range of how you put an open relationship in perspective.
Wow. Hot topic. And again, we talked about the flesh being weak. And we talked about the need for the spirit to help us make it through. And Brother Dry, you want to add something to that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I've been with me again, like I said, I got the little guy. But, you know, it's all about keeping it real, you know. I see that needs to be a talk show to keep it real, too, this is all. Well, people need to just keep it real with themselves about what they stand, you know. And I think that's they're addicted to the freedom, you know. They don't want to commit to the full relationship. They like the guy or the female for the benefits of it, but that way they can still nourish the habits of being with other people, you know. It all depends about, like Brother Dennis said, about the sexual preference. That goes on a lot in the same-sex relationships. That is just part of the nature of it. But these young adults, these young generations, I mean, that's what it is, because they don't want the commitment of being with one person. So to have an open relationship is just what it is. So they can say, oh, I told you, you know. And it ain't like I never told you that, you know, we doing it this way. So they can do what they want to do. And so it's a dangerous game, but at the same time, you know, people are addicted to they want their freedom. They want to be able to do what they want to do. And so some, you know, brothers and sisters who have, you know, in it for the relationship, and of course we're going to be like, oh, morally that's wrong. That's, you know, because it is wrong. But, you know, we'd be like, hey, we're disgusted by it because, no, we can't see our significant other, you know, going out to be with somebody else for no circumstances, not even to borrow money. But, you know, this new generation is all about, you know, the physical or financial. And then they can have an open relationship. It don't necessarily mean they're going out to have sex with somebody. They can be getting up with that person, spending time with them, going on dates with them just to get some money, you know, because they want that, you know, sexy person with them for a while to make them look good. You know, this thing is, you know, it's been going on for some time. But at the same time, there's pros and cons to it, and it all depends on the age of the person, the sex of the person, and why they're doing it, you know. And so it's unbelievable that it's going on a lot for some married people or, you know, deep relationship people. They just lie. And they create their own relationship, which is a whole other topic, but I don't know. It's a dangerous game because you got all the diseases out here, and you got all these fathers that's not showing up, and it's biblically wrong, you know. But they put certain things, wants and needs above relationship, and relationships with God.
Let me ask you this, Brother Gerard.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that part of it also could be if somebody has been hurt two or three times or more, that they just give up on relations, give up on the traditional style of relationship, and they say, you know what, I've been hurt too many times, so I'm going to just do an open relationship. Could that be a part of it too?
It could have been a circumstance. Usually hurt people don't let people in. So I can't say they have an open relationship, but really, you know, morally hurt people or just won't let anybody in. You know, they're just a date or talk on the phone, but it won't be no physical about it. But an unmoral hurt people, yeah, they can be bouncing around because they don't want the commitment of being with one guy, and they know that they got habits that they need done. I like what Brother Jenny said, it can be bisexual. A lot of the women are. So if they get up with a woman, they can say, I don't want to be with you because you didn't tell me, you know, you like women or you was gay. But they can be like, no, I told them. We got an open relationship. Why should it matter? You know, it just takes the chain off them to be able to do anything. But, yeah, it can be because someone hurt or they've been, set up for, mentally distrustful situation. It could be, but, you know, I think a lot of that open relationship comes from people with bad habits coming in. They bring them habits with them. They know they like to move around. So instead of them totally committing to this person that they only 70% be like, they rather keep it open because they're not in love with that person. They're not buying all in. They just want it for, you know, for certain things. If it's more money or a woman got good credit or they've got some good sex for that moment, they just get it for what it was. So they know they're going to eventually get tired of it. That's what I think what's really going on.
Cool. President?
Well, I call it a spare recipe. What it does is spare the hurt, the disappointment, the jealousy, and the breakup. You know, you don't want to be hurt. You don't want to be jealous. You know, you don't want to just break up. They want to just keep it going. Like an infinity sign, you know, with an open relationship, if you say anything goes. No holds barred.
But the dangerous side about that is that if you have these open relationships and you go fool around with somebody else, and then you underestimate the, you know, what that woman or male dishing out, and then you mess around, get yourself strong off the intimate side of it, because if you didn't know it was going to be that good, now you stuck. Now your open relationship became almost a permanent thing, you know, and then you open yourself up because you like this sex. And then the person that you have an open relationship with might not want that.
You said you cheat, though. You said you open yourself up.
You open yourself up.
It is what it is. I mean, yeah. I think that's the lust demon. That's the lust demon, fair game, you know. Lust don't have a name on what it appreciates of where it gets its power from. It just gets it. So, yeah. You know, that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back to the flesh. And fellas, what I want to do is we're going to go to a commercial. And when I come back, I'm going to play another song. And we're going to talk about this song. And it adds a different perspective to the conversation. And so we want to see by this particular song if it's true or not. And good conversation. I know somebody is probably listening in and is getting some good information from this. And so after these commercials and a quick song, we're going to come back on the other side and continue this good conversation about open relationships and what's the real that's going on in the mindsets of the people who are participating in these relationships. Let's talk.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westcityworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorld1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace.
Because simply the thrill is gone. And again, I want to say for those in the faith, we have to start having real conversations about intimacy. It's in the Bible. It's talked about in the Bible. We're going to go over some of those verses that are listed in the Bible. And so if we don't talk about these conversations or talk about these issues, then we can't get helped. And so the question about open relationships, justified or ghetto, are people participating in open relationships simply because the thrill is gone? You know, there's a level in relationships when it comes to intimacy. In the beginning, everything is fun. It's exciting. You take risks. You look for creative ideas and you participate in energy creating activities, and you know your romantic side is heightened to the 100th percent, and you look forward to doing things for your mate. You look forward to being spontaneous. You look forward to being unpredictable. But what happens when the thrill is gone? What happens when you done bought every color of rose that you can buy? You done bought all the different chocolates you can buy. You done visited all the different bath houses that you can visit, or you done went to all the different romantic hotels you can go to. What simply happens when the thrill is gone? You know that person's ins and outs. You know their moves. You know everything about them. What happens simply when the thrill is gone? Is that enough? Is that justification to participate in an open relationship? And I'm gonna ask Brother Gerard, you want to start us out on that?
Yeah.
think what you're saying is the thrill is gone. I mean, that's huge, man. But a lot of that times when people in a relationship, when the thrill is gone, they don't tell their mate that the thrill is gone. The communication is not there, and they go out there, and like I said, they do their own open relationship, and that's called cheating. I don't think they can communicate with their spouse there. I think we need to have an open relationship. Yeah, I think you're lucky if they say that when the thrill is gone. You know, but some of these, you know, light relationships, if they, you know, just got in it 2-3 weeks and they're young, I think back in the day, they'd just say, you know, this ain't working, and they just move on. But it'd be something that they want out of that person. If they're paying the cell phone bill, picking them up for work or something, they want to keep that. And so they can get what they want. They got to kick in it too. So. But usually the way thrill is gone is that's powerful. But, you know, all depends on how much is invested if the person wants to stay. So that's what I think is going on.
And that's a serious question. Like I said, this is a no-judgment zone. And the reality is sometimes when the thrill is gone, there might be a need to try to get that feeling back. You know, somebody say you can never have a high like the first high you ever had. And so that type of arousal, once that's gone and if you fall into a routine or a pattern, is there now a need to recreate in us that same feeling of arousal, and so B.B. King, I believe, when he wrote that song a long time ago, hit it right on. The thrill is gone. The thrill is gone away. And so, you know, is that enough to justify? And we've been just raising questions. You know, if the attraction level has dissipated, if you originally never got into it for love anyway, and it was more or less what that person could do for you, what is the justification of being in that type of a relationship? And one thing I'm going to read right here as we are in the second half of the show here. I'm going to just go ahead and read something from the Bible. And a lot of people don't know that the Bible talks about intimacy specifically. And part of the reason why they probably never had a need to kind of just, you know, pause and read it for themselves. But it speaks directly to intimacy in the Bible. Actually, if we go to Proverbs chapter 5, verse 20, and we know that's the book of wisdom, it says, "Son, why should you give your love to another woman?" Then it says, "Why should you prefer the charms of another man's wife?" I read that as it relates to a lot of, I don't know if you heard this thing called swinging, where people or couples get together, and I think Brother Dennis used the word orgy. They get together and do intimate behaviors. And so the Bible asked the question in Proverbs, why do that? There is no need to do it, and there is no need to look for anybody else's wife to fulfill your needs. In fact, we can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. It says, a man should fulfill his duty as a husband, and a woman should fulfill her duty as a wife. as a wife, and each should satisfy the other's needs. A wife is not the master of her own body, but her husband is. And then it says, in the same way, a husband is not the master of his own body. The wife is. And so, and what that is saying is that there should be collaboration. There should be one with another, which doesn't involve anybody else outside of those two people. That doesn't involve any other outside entities outside of those two people. And so, you know, we have to understand the biblical context. And it's not, again, judging. It's simply just to give information. And maybe this information, because not knowing that it exists, can help in our daily activities. As a matter of fact, we can look at Ephesians 5:28-33. It says, men ought to love their wives just as they love their own bodies. A man who loves his wife loves himself. And so, and then it says, no one ever hates his own body. Instead, he feeds it and takes care of it just as Christ does the church. And so what that is saying is that as men, if we love our own bodies and we take care of our own bodies, we should do the same by way of taking care of the desires of our wives. And that should be sufficient. It should be sufficient that a husband and a wife don't need anybody else to come in the midst of the relationship. If we go back to the Garden of Eden, we know that the distraction came from God when Eve gave ear to the serpent. That was an external voice in their relationship. And they disobeyed God by her doing what God told them not to do. And here we see God's word telling us to be one with another. And when it comes to marriage, now let me just say this also. Let me just offer this up. And to a lot of people, it may not make sense, and I'm fine with that. But we have to speak the truth in season and out of season. And those that are not married or engaged, legally, there is no tie or bond. Spiritually, we ought to treat each other as brother and sister in Christ. But when there's not a marriage or it's not an engagement involved, it's really just two people being together. We call it boyfriend, girlfriend, or that's my man or that's my woman, or whatever you, my boo, or whatever you call it. But there is no real attachment there. So this conversation that we're having today really don't apply to anybody that's not either engaged or married. Because no matter how long you've been with that person, if they break your heart is just broke. No matter how long you've been living with that person, how many kids you got with that person, if that person do you wrong, you've just been done wrong. And so there are biblical factors that govern the way husbands and wives and those that are engaged should encounter or engage one another. And none of that justifies more than one wife. None of that justifies more than one companion when you're married. And so just adding that piece to the conversation that we're having about open marriages, even though there are a lot of questions that may seem to justify the reason to have multiple partners and multiple circles outside of your marriage, none of that is justifiable by the book. None of that is justifiable by the Creator, who when he first made the creation, didn't create Adam and two Eves. He created Adam, and then he created Eve from Adam. And so it wasn't until the disobedience did not take place in the garden until Eve gave her ear to the serpent. And it's something to that. A lot of times you get people to participate in these activities because they give people their ear. And if we can stop giving people our ear, maybe the idea of having an open relationship wouldn't be so attractive. But we do it just because we heard somebody else say, "Oh man, I'm kicking it, I'm having fun," and you need to try it. If you have somebody tell you, you need to try it. You know, stop being uptight. You need to try this. You need, and then you go off and try and mess your whole life up. And so, I just want to get some feedback. We're going to go to a commercial. On the other side of the commercial, have a quick round table, and then I'm going to play another clip, and then after that we'll have our closing remarks, and then we allow, you know, the rest of the night to ponder the question. Are open relationships justifiable, or is it just another ghetto trend? You know, is it just something else to do? You know, something to give into another thing to give into the flesh. So we're going to play our commercial. On the other side, we're going to bring our brother Dennis and brother Gerard back on and just get some feedback surrounding the scriptures that deals with relationships. And then also the question of, you know, just because you've been with somebody, does that clarify you being in a relationship? You know, maybe somebody have a different opinion on that. So after commercial, we'll get into that conversation. Let's talk.
Tune in to the Dennis Life Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Case, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show that is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. www.westernworld1.com.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Let's go.
Peace. Hey. You. Yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. LDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WesternWorldOne.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
All right. Well, let's define what an open relationship is. Some people may not know what an open relationship is.
Yeah, what is an open relationship?
An open relationship is you have a relationship with somebody already, but you guys agree that you can see other people.
At the same time? Like
at the same time. And an open relationship usually involves sex with other people.
So
like
it's not just them.
You're not having a, you know, an emotional connection with these other people, so to speak. That's what they're trying to say. They're trying to say that you're not, like, I'm just connected to you. I'm going to be with you.
Yeah,
but
well, that is what,
sexual
when they interviewed Monique, she was like, Monique, you know, everyone knows Monique or whatever, Precious.
Monique.
So they were like,
Precious.
Her and her husband
have an open relationship. Wait, what award did she win?
That's supporting act.
Yeah.
They were like, she was like, well, it's natural for us to be attracted to other people, so don't deny what's natural. So
but then it's not
a
marriage.
She said on their wedding day, their boss said that they are allowed to.
First of all, Monique's husband looks gay, number one.
Oh,
he looks like he's open with other men.
That's open, no matter who is with.
But she said she doesn't sleep with anybody else.
Wow, so that was a clip about this whole conversation about open relationships. And even to the fact where some people may put in their vows that it's okay to participate in having more than just the two people be a part of that circle that God has ordained, or the union that God has ordained between a man and a woman. And so the rings of a marriage symbolizes that bond. And so I guess there will be no need to give rings if there is no bond, because that bond symbolizes the strength between both them, the man, the woman, and God. And that's the circle, if you will, of life. And then when you add your kids into that circle, and so whenever you see somebody with a ring on, that means something. Now, I remember it used to be if you showed up with your ring on and you tried to talk to somebody, somebody would be like, oh, man, what you doing talking to me? You got a ring on your finger. But now they look right past the ring. The ring don't even mean nothing anymore in their eyesight. And they'll continue the conversation that appears to be wrong, all the way wrong, even though the person might have a ring on, which symbolizes that they have a life with somebody. And so I want to bring Brother Gerard and Brother Dennis back in just to get some feedback on that. Brother Gerard, you with us?
Oh, absolutely. Just a little briefing about what's going up on. I can never preach enough about how this open relationship is, how dangerous it is, and how unbelievable it is based on how you put yourself in. And these sisters, like you said, he's showing out again. they set the standards, you know, and they only gonna they say what they want and they go after what they want, and that's how it is. You know, usually a lot of those open relationships are not really pushed by the guys. Sometimes it is. But, you know, it's really getting okay. The nod is mostly coming from the female, I per se, you know. And when it is okay, they come. You know, so, I don't know. It's interesting, you know. It all depends on how people look at it, you know. And if you come in that knowing that, oh, my girl or my partner saying that it's okay for me to do, then they're going to look at it as all, you know, all bets off. You know, I can do what I want to do. I can come in when I want to come in. I have to report back to them. I don't have to do this. And I ain't doing it. You know? If they going in with a spiritual mind, if they going in with the Bible, you know, and let the Bible be a referee, then no, they're not look at it differently. You know. So saying that, if any kind of open relationship, God is not involved. If you just put it just like that,
God is not involved in it at all. Period.
Mm. And Brother Dennis, because, you know, to have that in your vows, you know, it begs the question, should there be a continuation of the marriage if somebody has in their vows we can freely see other people? What do you think about that?
Not at all, man. I don't think it's cool at all, because, you know, if you're symbolizing yourself with you and God, it's like you're smacking God in the face in disrespect. Period. Blink, blink. I don't care how you look at it. Why get married? You know what I'm saying? If it's a relationship, why get married to even have a bond, to say that y'all got paperwork? You know, there's no commitment there. You know, that's the reason why you get married, for commitment and you being one with that soulmate. You know, now when you look at the ring, now it's not symbolized as, you know, as that person's marriage, like ring around the rosy, pocket full of posy. You know, I'm going to see if I can get this dude. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see if, you know, this girl going to go. You know, now it's open. Like when you got that ring wheel finger, now it's like a, depending on where you at, certain places. You know, you could be in a nightclub and sitting down at the bar, having a cocktail. You know, you see that ring, and just because the brother handsome or the sister look good, a person might walk up just to strike conversation. And when you strike the conversation, they might throw a little, a little flirt at you. See what's going to happen. See if you're going to bite. Boom. All right. Now that you don't bid, okay, what's next? There's no strings attached now. Now you know, it's open fair game right there. You know, I don't, either way you look at it, being married is still cheating. You know what I'm saying? And you got an open relationship because you might not look like you cheating on each other, but y'all cheating on God, period.
Wow.
That's how I look at it.
Wow. You hit that, Brother Dennis, you hit that right on, man. I think I said the other week that how do we participate in something God founded, something God originated? How do we participate in marriages and leave God out? It just don't make sense. And that's why you have a lot of pastors that won't marry people that have not submitted themselves to counseling, because they may not have a full understanding of what they're getting involved into. And, you know, and they have isolated marriage as a ceremony that they've seen on television, that they've, you know, probably saw the wedding dresses and played with the baby dolls and as children and had dressed them up like they was getting married, this, that, and the other. But the reality is they get married and without having God in it. And so it's easy when you ain't got God in the marriage to separate, because there ain't no glue there. It's just y'all just came together for a day. He got dressed up, you got dressed up, and y'all ate. The only thing that make that ceremony worth something is God. Anybody can put a suit on and a dress on and stand up in front of each other and kiss at the end and walk out. Anybody can do that. Anybody can go get music, slow songs, and all of that stuff, and get people to sing solos and have limos outside and have 50 bridesmaids and groomsmen and all of that. Anybody can do all that.
the only thing that make a marriage ceremony worth something, anything, is when God is a part of it. And if two people stand up there and then one of them got God in it, if you look at the statistics, over half the people that get married every year in the United States get a divorce or separate. That means that there's something happening at the altar where I believe Brother Gerard said the truth ain't being told. What's the real reason you want to get married? You know, and especially if you go in already saying we're gonna have an open relationship. You already said that this is a farce. You making a mockery out of the wedding if you already saying that you're not gonna be with this person only, but y'all gonna share each other with the world. No, man, that's the whole part of it. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. Meaning that our bodies physically have to be here until it's time for us to go, but our minds and our hearts is supposed to be on God, on Christ. And so even though we have to be in this world, we're not to be of this world. And if you have a worldly marriage, then the world will take hold of that marriage. And you will find yourself in the growing number of relationships or marriages that separate after a year or two of being together. Or you're living in the same household and can't stand one another. And all of that plays a factor at the altar, because you probably couldn't stand one another before you got at the altar. And, you know, it just kind of came full circle in the relationship. And so we say, well, maybe let's have an open relationship. And I think Brother Gerard said that some people do it to try to save their relationship. But so much tension in the house, he always angry, or she always, maybe if they went out and got with somebody else, they can come home and be peaceful. And sometimes that might work. You come home, be peaceful, and there be no strife in the house, but you didn't share that person with somebody that they should not be with. And so you want to add something to that, Brother Dennis, and then Brother Gerard?
Absolutely. I think that, pull this up a little bit. I just think that, like both you guys said, man, when you look at the whole situation, you know, it's probably something that's not in it, or like you said, they'll bring another person in the room to try to spice up the world. You know what I'm saying? I guess the relationship thing, whatever. So my point to saying this is, you know, again, I just suggest that if you're going to keep a relationship, don't get married. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to keep a relationship, don't commit. You know, I think you should just go ahead and be that player or that playette. You know, keep on doing you until you really feel like it's time for you to settle down. And also, too, if it's something that is for you or if it's not for you, you know, like I always say, I don't condone it. Nothing that I can't afford. I know I can't afford, you know, an obscene amount of females anyway to try to bring into a relationship. So I really don't condone it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this old relationship thing. I just think that people should just really stop. Not stop, but, you know, like I said, if it's something that's, you know, if it's for you, I suggest that you don't get married. You know what I'm saying? If it's for you, I suggest that you don't commit to a relationship. You know what I'm saying? As far as don't get into a relationship with that person. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be friends or something. So then that way, really nobody gets hurt. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, like Brother Gerard said, man, the person put the oomph on you. Then what? Now you're in a circle that you can't get yourself out of. You don't put yourself into something that you don't create it, you know, thinking that you're not going to have no feelings to it. And then when that happens, next thing you know, somebody's going to get hurt. And I've seen it. I've seen it happen so many times. I'm not even going to lie to you. One of my close friends, you know, that person was married. That person got out of, you know, got cheated on, and that person just didn't care no more. Like, just gave up all love and just went out and just been straight promiscuous, doing the do, you know, saying having sex with multiple partners and saying that, yeah, tell them anything. They love them. And the multiple partners can be best friends, you know, saying with each other, and they find out and all hell break loose, you know. So, you know, and it's not a pretty picture, you know. So, like if you're going to be in a relationship, man, and you're going to do what you're going to do, make sure, you know, I can't really say it's no rules to it. You know, there's no rules or regulations to how a person feel about that person. You just got to accept it. It's an open relationship. You just got to accept it. So that's how I feel to it. Okay.
Wow, man. You hit it right on, man. And you know, one thing, in order to help in our relationships, we have to take a real evaluation, and that's the people that's in the relationship. Not getting the evaluation from somebody else, but you know, if you're grown, you should know how to take a real view. Don't look for nobody to come in and take sides on one side or the other. But we should be able to take a real view at our relationships and have an analysis of what we see. And sometimes we have the wrong analysis of what we see, and we tend to go along to get along. But the reality is there's something off there. And this is before the marriage. And what happens is sometimes it be so much pressure maybe that people feel they have to get married, when the reality was they had two or three people on the side before they went to the altar. And so going to the altar, they were going to the altar with baggage. They were going to the altar knowing they had stuff that was going on, that was still going on, but they went anyway. And then on the back end, you know, they may have had a confession to say, you know what, I've been doing X, Y, Z, you know, I love you. And again, the power of the tongue. We talked about that, you know, the power of the tongue and being able to persuade people to do something that is not with their best interest. What I want to do, Brother Dennis, we got about 15 minutes left. I want to play another commercial. And then on the back end, I want to get our closing remarks. You know, I'll make a couple of announcements. And then we'll go from there. Is that all right with you?
Let's move. Let's roll.
All right.
Hey, you, yeah, you. Are you bored? Are you just lonely? Are you just surfing the web or just on your Android phone, not doing nothing? Well, check it out. Look no further. Log on to www.westernworld1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. And check out some of the hottest unsigned artists from all over the world. Again, that's www.westernworld1.com. WESTONWORLD1.com. That's WESTONWORLDONE.com. Check them out. Log on. Let's go. Look and see what it is. You're not doing nothing. Get online. Look at that again. WESTONWORLD1.com. Let's go. We out.
Let's go.
Peace.
Tune in to the Dennis Live Network featuring our superstar roster. Every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m., you got the conversation with Keith, waking our urban people up. Followed by every Thursdays at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time with the Relationship Hour with Pastor Mo discussing real life matters and ministry and relationships. Then you have Hip Hop Fridays interviewing and playing the hottest pure talent from all over the world at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. And every Saturday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, you are tuned in with the Dennis Live Show. That is a general-based topic show interacting with the people. WESTONWORLD1.com.
So we're back and continuing the conversation about open relationships. And we're going to give our closing remarks here. We heard what the Bible had to say about it. We kind of heard all sides of the argument. We heard the side of the devil's advocate, of the people that say it's justifiable. We heard from the Bible standpoint saying that no, it's not justifiable. And we heard the middle way part of people saying that it might be, it's based on the circumstance of the situation. You know, it could be a multitude of reasons why people want to participate in open relationships. And so, Brother Dennis, take as much time as you want, and then we'll go to Brother Gerard and get his closing remarks about this topic, open relationships.
Okay. Well, basically, I was just, you know, I'm gonna reset the clock a little bit. Basically, I was just saying like this, man. If you go and do the open relationship thing, don't touch the Holy Grail. You know, just pretty much. And this is just my personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to have no hate, nothing, no player hater, none of that on my page. I just feel like, look, man, if you're gonna do it, you know, just make sure it's, you know, you're not married. You know, you can be a boyfriend, girlfriend thing, because it's still not a commitment to God. You don't do it, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Do it the way that, you know, to the point to where it's, I don't know how it can be. I mean, I can understand that no strings attached to it, but I just can't understand the fact of, you know, justifying it as, you know, saying I'm doing my thing or hitting it. Because when you look at it, the female going to be labeled as what? I mean, even though it's open relationship, what the female going to be labeled as what? A HOE. The guy going to be labeled as what? A player. You know what I'm saying? So open relationship is like, you might as well go ahead and be a pimp and let the girl be a prostitute. Y'all just go ahead and y'all make some money. I'm sorry, Pastor, but I'm just saying, you know, the whole nature of it, man, is a beast, you know, all over the overall, when you look at it, man. It's like the scale, you know what I'm saying? You can't really... You know, I don't care which side of the scale that you get on, it'll never balance out, no matter how you look at it, because somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. So I just say, man, I just think that if you're going to mess with it, you know what I'm saying, basically my closing remark is don't get married, you know, and don't put it in a clause or nothing like that, because, you know, you cheating on God. You disrespecting God. That's all I can really say to that. You know what I'm saying? But if you're a boyfriend, girlfriend, I don't condone in it, but at the same time, that's just teach his own with it. You know, that's how I feel.
Okay. But. And, okay. Well, I see we lost Brother Gerard here. His call dropped out. But, I echo your sentiments, man. We heard what the Bible had to say about the situation of how we should treat our wives. And it says, actually, in Ephesians 5:25, it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. And so we should want to be with the person that we want to be with. And that is singular. And not plural, not persons, but person. And so, like you said, if we're not seeking to be with the person that we want to be with, then don't participate in something that God has ordained, and don't participate in something that God has originated, and then not want to follow how he wants you to participate in it, you know. And so that's why every car has an owner's manual, because if you're going to drive that car, they're going to tell you how to drive that car. And so when we deal with these relationships and we get married, and God is the person who ordains marriages, then we should be at a point where we want to participate as he sees fit and as he guides us and leads us on how we should have our marriages
we should want to do it like that and not do it the way we want to do it, the way our flesh want to do it, but to do it the way God intended it to be. And so I appreciate the feedback from you and Brother Gerard tonight, Brother Dennis, and hopefully and prayerfully somebody will be helped. I see we still have callers calling in. Let's see if we can last 8 minutes. We usually don't blind take a call, but we're just going to get this caller in right here, and we don't want to get off the air without you have an opportunity to say something. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Brother Lamar coming in on the blind side. My phone went dead.
Your battery. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm coming back letting you know that it was a fantastic show, man. And
Give us your closing remarks.
And my closing remarks on that, man, I'm truly a man of God. And I don't think open relationships is very healthy because it's emotional. Emotion will be involved. You know, I don't even like sharing my PlayStation, if I like it, a certain game, you know, certain much. And so, I can just imagine if you sharing the gift of a woman or a man when God intended that for marriage, you know. And when you do that, you know, it just, you know, your emotions going to get involved. And it's caused you to do certain things and say certain things when you think that, you know, you got something and you really don't, and then you let that opportunity, let your significant, your friend go out there and do their own thing. By the time they come back, it's not going to be the same. Even the intimacy that y'all had is not going to be the same because you opened that relationship. It wasn't intended for that. And for the ones who do condone, they say, okay, we're going to do an open relationship. You know, as you see, it always causes problems all the way around. So either way, you lose. So I don't think it's healthy to do. But, you know, for the ones who do it, be careful. You've got diseases and stuff out there. And at the same time, you know, make sure y'all have a clear understanding. If you do an open relationship, try to do it with no sex involved. So if y'all do go out there, you can date other people, but you can't be intimate with each other. That's the only way I can honestly say an open relationship can all, you know, be healthy. That way you can know who you want to be with because they make you laugh, or y'all can pray together, or y'all can hang out with each other. Y'all can keep each other interest. But other than that, when you got sex involved, then you may as well just keep it moving.
And that's a big thing, the sex. You know, that's a big thing. And it seems like it's controlling the minds of the people in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can just put on Facebook a picture and get over 200 hits on the picture.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But you put something about a Bible verse or how God has blessed you, or, you know, people run past that 40 going north. And so, you know, we're living in a more and more perverted society.
Mm-hmm.
And the world has geared it like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not done by happenstance. It's done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, you can get people looking at people to stop people from looking at God. And that's what was happening. People in Sodom and Gomorrah, they looked at people. And they was looking at each other. Men was looking at men, and women was looking at women, and men was looking at women, and men was looking at boys, and all of that was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah to the point to where God said, we got to do something about that town. That seeing that is reaching to my nostrils. And so, we just got to pray for this world. And And there's so much, I think we said yesterday, there's or day before, or last week, there's so much that, or Saturday, there's so much that look like what we read in the Bible that's happening in the world today. And, you know, we know how God has brought his judgment down on a nation and put them in exile and everything else, killed off generations, allowed generations and generations to die before they got to the promised land. And so if we're not careful, we'll be like those people who he allows to die off and allow our great-grandchildren to reach the promised land that we'll never see because our sins are too great. And so part of this open relationship, you know, definitely tears into the covenant that God said a man and a woman should have. And that's a man, woman, and him in covenant with each other under God's protection with his hand on their relationship. And when you take your eye off of God and you put your eye on two or three other people to what you believe is satisfying your need, it leaves room for us to live a life of sin. And we should never want to be in that situation, in that circumstance. Listen, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Dennis Live Networks, there is radio broadcast, radio programming. We encourage everybody to go to www.westernworld1.com and read the information there. Also, there is a fan page, a Western World 1 fan page on Facebook, and we want you to go and be a part of that, like that. Feel free to be interactive on that. A lot of good information comes across on those posts and information and events and all of that good stuff. So make sure you go to the fan page, Western World 1, on Facebook, and then make sure you also go to www.westernworld1.com and look at the whole litany, the whole program that is listed there, from rappers to different broadcasts to different personalities. And please be interactive. Leave a comment. There's a section that says contact us. Speak directly to us. You can go to our Facebook pages and speak directly to us. Let us know what you think about our broadcast. Let us know if these topics are helping. Let us know if there's something we could add that'll be more positive, that'll really answer some of the questions that you have or meet the need that you have. And so we just thank God that you listened in on this evening. We thank God for your attendance. We pray that you will be safe throughout this week. We pray that God's hand will remain on your life. And we pray that our nation, that our communities, that our individual households will be more God-like and seek him first every day versus leaning to our own understanding, which leads us into places sometimes we don't want to be. So I thank you for listening in. This has been the Relationship Hour with Pastor Moore and Dennis Live.